Blog Talk Radio.
Get set, cyberspace. It's time to come on down to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Liver than live, this is the one and only 30s AK on Blog Talk Radio. This is Burton Richardson, your announcer, ready for action. Now, get on your marks, and let's start this party with your host that rocks the most, the star of 30s AK, Mr. Jason Kelly!
Well, well, well. Thank you for coming, y'all. And thank you, Burton Richardson, for that wonderful, wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. It's 30 JK time again on Blog Talk Radio. The hottest, the hypest, and the happiest half hour ever in your life is on the air right here, right now. So, with that being said, let's get on up, everybody. Come on.
Project JTSX.
We make money. Pay attention.
JK Nation in the building. What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for tuning in, for jamming with me. Oh, my goodness, you just won't believe it. Oh, man. Sit down, because, oh, my gosh, today is a very special day. A very great day for 30 JK, because today, right here, right now, I have with me the best damn DJ to ever grace a strip club. Yeah, you heard me right. I said strip club, gentlemen's club, whatever you call it. Wherever there's girls, wherever there's hot looking ones. As a matter of fact, you can bet your damn last dollar that this guy here will definitely make it the life of the party. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, have you ever wanted to know how a strip club DJ operates? And haven't you ever wished you could see that guy rocking the turntables and getting the people and the dancers hyped up all night long? What does it even take to be that guy? Well, I happen to have that guy on the line right now, all the way from my hometown of magnificent Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, home of Summerfest, the Harleys, and of course, the one and only Silk Exotic franchise where it all started. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, his real name is Mr. Alberto Gonzalez, but you all know him as the iconic host and resident DJ. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you DJ Funnage.
What's up, bro? You doing, Jason? Thanks for having me out, man. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's for you, my brother. That's for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
What's going on, man?
Well, that's my crowd welcoming you in. And, hey, thank God it's Friday. I'm here to rock this,
oh,
and I hope you are here to rock this as well.
No doubt, no doubt.
Okay, first of all, let's get some background information on you, Mr. DJ Finesse. Go.
Yes, sir. I've been at Silk Exotic now going on 10 years now. I started off actually doing phone calls downstairs for Douglas Comedy Club, and I really just moved my way up. You know, every opportunity that was open, I kind of just slid through the crack of the door that was opening and shined as bright as I could and kept moving my way up, all the way up the ranks of the club. You know, so. That's really how it began, and I was doing security for a long time. I did DJing on the side, and but I never was a gentleman's club DJ. You know, I was always doing, you know, clubs, things like that. But I was doing security at the club all the time, and it was like, man, I would walk past, you know, the DJ would come out and he'd collect money from all the girls that were coming out of the dressing room at the end of the night, and I tell you what, man, this dude.
What?
Was stacking money. I'm like, hold on. Is this dude catching this much money after the end of the shift? I had no clue that strip club DJs made this kind of money. And I'm
right.
Like, what am I doing? And I'm adding this up. And I'm really adding this up in my head because I'm looking at 65, 70 girls come out of the locker room. And
right.
I'm like, minimum $10, and a lot of these girls are making bank. So they're like, they're throwing them 20, 25, and I'm like, this is ridiculous, bro. What am I doing? And I'm hearing, I'm like, I could do this. I love music. I've always DJed. But I'm like, how the hell am I going to make my voice like that? Like, how do you do that? I mean, I just started YouTubing, and I'm like, you know, the only thing that's stopping me from making that kind of money is really my voice and being on the mic. That's really it. And you know what? I just really started YouTubing, and I started working on my voice, and I started working on my vocals, and I started, you know, working on my pronunciation and really projecting my voice over a microphone. And, you know, because I was always a hype DJ, you know, but it was never you know, you go to nightclubs and you hear DJs and it's just, you know, you can't, you know, you don't really hear them like that until you learn the art of being on a microphone. And I never really understood really the art form of being on a microphone until I really studied upon it and really, you know, try to train my voice on being on a microphone, which is completely a different art form in itself. So that's what it was.
Wow.
I was like, you know what, let me get a day shift. I actually did 6 months. I worked in DJ booth with the head DJ at that time was JJ Diamond. He was in the business for many years, and I mentored under him for 6 months, no pay, nothing. I worked for free for 6 months in the DJ booth on my spare time, on my days off, actually, from doing security.
Right.
And, you know, it was just, I mean, trial and error. And then they gave me one day shift, which was a Monday day shift, where it that's rough, you know. I mean, that's where I had to start.
Paying your dues.
That for 3 years. Yeah, paying my dues, man. That's what it was. And I did that on top of doing security. So I would do a Monday day shift, but I would still have to work Monday night shift. So I would DJ in a day shift. And then I'd go put on my suit, and I'd work security at night. And I'd work, you know, I did security 5-6 nights a week, sometimes 7 nights a week.
Right.
You know, so it was
so
just,
when did you realize? So when did you realize your calling?
Oh man, you know when it's I enjoyed it. You know, I loved it so much, man. It didn't feel like work. Let me put it like that. It really didn't feel like work. I enjoyed it. And it's because I'm with music. I mean, the women are a bonus. It's fun. It's a great atmosphere. But you know what? The passion of music really was like, man, I can really get paid doing this. You know, and I've held a lot of horrible jobs before. You know, I've done landscaping. I've done concrete work. I've been behind a deep fryer for 12 hours. You know, I've cleaned bathrooms. So it's like, you know, for me to even play music for 8 hours and still walk out of there with $60 was like, man, you just paid me $60 cash for playing some music and watching beautiful women on stage. You know, it was a bonus. But then I'm like, the further you move up, the more that you increase, the more girls there are, you know, the more money there is, the more things like that. And it's just now it's a snowball into something where, you know, I really put 110% into every single shift that I do, hoping that it takes
and
me.
And then the rest is history.
Know, the rest is history, man. This is, you know, from there, I was able to branch off and do different things and, you know, do vending machines. I do a lot of different things, you know, but my passion is definitely Jazz Club DJing, and definitely Periscope gave me that platform to really not, you know, because everyone in the club was like, you know, oh man, you're a great DJ, you're great. You know, I didn't want just the club to know. And Periscope was able to give me that platform where I really want to showcase the world of how I am. And I want the world to judge. I want them to tell me, you know, because I'm putting 110 every single shift, you know, no matter what it is.
Right.
And I don't Periscope a lot of my shifts. Like on a weekend, if I get a Saturday night shift or if I get a Friday night shift, I really don't Periscope it because I really want to focus on the room and I really want to take pride in of making the girls money, making the bartenders money, making the floor man honey money because, I mean, I'm like puppeteering everything. You know, you really got to quarterback the club as a DJ. It is a lot to it, you know. So, I mean, the more I go, the further I get, and it's really me being able to showcase myself. And it's a good platform, you know. It's really good. I enjoy it, man. I really do. And I'm super blessed that, you know, I'm able to meet new people from across the world, man. You know, from the UK to London to Texas, from everywhere. You know, even you, man. Even this opportunity with you, man, it's a great experience, man.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, this is DJ Finesse, Alberto Gonzalez. His show is called Day in the Life of a Strip Club DJ on Periscope. You check that out. It's periscope.tv/DJFinesse414. Everybody go there. And you air that What days do you air that?
I used to do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So anytime after, you know, 9 o'clock, close to 10 o'clock, that's when I usually go on. You know, it's usually and I tell you, you know, it's not for everybody, but it's for anyone that wants to really get the insides of what really goes on in the DJ booth, what it takes to really run a high-end gentleman's club. I mean, this, for me to work for Silk Exotic has been number one since I can remember. They've been number one, not just in Wisconsin, in the entire Midwest, and that's including Chicago. I mean, the operation that is ran is top-notch, none other. I mean, we have
wow
the best entertainers. I mean, we're running 60 to 75 girls, I mean, on a Saturday night, and it's rocking. You know, it's we get the best porn stars in the world coming into our venue. You know, we get everyone from Ice-T and Coco coming in to hang out. You know, football players, basketball players. If you've seen my Periscope a few months ago, even, you know, sharks from Shark Tank come in there and just, you know, hang out, enjoy the venue. Because it's a great environment, right. You know. It's not just, you know, it's not no sleazy hole in the wall. This is some place where you can go get a fine steak and lobster, enjoy beautiful women, and feel comfortable doing that in a nice suit. You know, there's not a lot of
Las Vegas style.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to give you here, right here in the Midwest. You know,
right.
Is that Las Vegas feel, that comfortable feel. You know, you want to go someplace where you don't, where you feel comfortable. That's
right.
That's what it's all about. That exactly. You don't want to feel like there's, you know, there's hoodlums around you, or there's somebody trying to get you, or there's no. That's why security is so strict at the door. You know, we're very
right.
strict at the door, and that's
yeah.
the reason why. Because we want everyone to feel comfortable. We don't want
I'll
you to worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, we turn away so many people, and once we tell them that, and once we give them that. Like, listen, man, you're not going to come in here with sweatpants and things like that. It's just not that type of environment. You're going to come here, represent yourself as a gentleman, because this is a gentleman's club. That's all that's to it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm a gentleman yeah. also. So
yeah, if you want to, we're grown men in there. We're all men. You know, we're all gentlemen. You know, we're all there
yeah.
to have a good time and enjoy yourself. That's the beauty of the strip club and the gentleman's club. That's the beauty of it. You're sitting around the stage, you can have a business guy with you. You can have an NFL player sitting there. You can have a basketball player sitting with you. You can have a CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation sitting on your right-hand side. I mean, that's the beauty.
Right.
And everyone's enjoying it. Black,
yeah.
white, Hispanic, Asian, everyone's enjoying the same thing. You know, it's beautiful, man. It, you know, it's not like, you know, you go downtown, there's, you know, there's a biker place where most bikers go to, or there's a high-end lounge where, you know, drinks are $50 to $100 and only guys with a suit can go there. It's not like that, you know. It's the beauty of everyone uniting together and enjoying it as men, as
right.
gentlemen. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the owner of Silk Exotic is named John Ferraro, and I've known this guy, and I've known this guy for
oh,
many
yeah.
many years.
Oh yeah,
this guy,
very
this
good
guy is awesome, awesome, awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
Definitely one of my.
And I got a question. Yeah. Hey, I got a question. When did Silk Exotic first open?
I believe it was. Let me see. 2004. I started in 2006.
Right.
Yep. And I believe it was 2004. It was open 2 years before I got there. And
right.
yeah, it's been and the wild thing about it, it has been number one ever since. It has took a back seat to anyone since then. I mean, it's really really polished. Really polished, and by this time, I mean we are running like a fine-tuned machine in that place. I mean it is unbelievable. John Ferraro and the other owners there, Rick Pletz, Joe Modo, Scott Cron, these guys are amazing at what they do. And you know, I call these guys, you know, these are friends of mine, but these are also mentors. I mean, they really take this serious. You know, everyone. You know, Don is the acting CEO, and Craig is, you know, also one of the acting CEOs that are there primarily running the establishment how it needs to be ran, you know.
Right.
They come down when they need to come down, and they fall back when they need to fall back. But their heart and soul is in this company. And you can see it every single day, you know, which is something that I respect. You know, because I've worked a lot of clubs downtown. You know, I've done security at a lot of clubs. And when you do security, you really observe. You're not drinking. You're not there to have a good time. You're not there to party. You're there to observe fights, management and ownership, and really how much pride they take into their business. Because, you're working there. You're putting yourself online when you work security at these different places. So I want to make sure the owner really cares about his establishment, because if I'm going to go get in a tussle, I want to make sure it's going to be worth it, and if this place is worth it for me to have that. And you know what?
Right.
Ever since I've been at Silk Exotic, it has been nothing but how can I be a part of this well-oiled machine? You know, what do I need to do to stay a part and stay afloat with this beautiful yacht that is sailing across the Midwest, being number one every year? That's it.
Wow. We need a Silk Exotic in Dallas. I keep telling you that ever since I came on your show on Periscope. We need a Silk Exotic in Dallas. Seriously.
Yes.
John Ferraro, if you are listening to this, let's make it happen. If this happens, bring Molly Santana over there. Seriously.
Molly the man eater. She will definitely be there. She is awesome, man. She's definitely a good friend of mine, man. There's some of the girls that I work with are just absolutely amazing. They are pure 100% performers at their best, man. They're just, you know, they really put time and effort into everything they do with their looks, their dance, what they put their stage presence, you know. And that's one of the great things that they're able to see through my show, is really getting to know some of the entertainers.
Right.
It's them just coming in and putting, you know, dollars on the hip. You know,
put a little money on that, honey. Give a little green for what you sing.
Yes. Yes. And it's a good way to really get the insides of, you know, not just the club itself, but really the insides of getting to know the dancers, getting to know these entertainers that are entertaining you. That's what we're there for. That's really what we're there for. No, I've been there many of years and seen professional women and not so professional women, and you know, it's a great thing, and I'm glad I'm able to showcase something like this for the world to see. I don't think it's ever been done. You know,
right.
You know, kind of a virtual reality gentleman's club, as you can say. You know, we're going to see where this journey takes.
Cool. So how do you distinguish yourself from Alberto Gonzalez and DJ Finesse at the same time?
You know, I really leave work at work. You know, I really do. That's I don't Periscope when I'm really not at work. Really, the character of DJ Finesse that I play, because it is a character. It's really outgoing, flirtatious, fun, you know, tons of energy, you know, ready to always rock a party, you know. That's
right.
But when I go home, it's I shut it all off, man. I really do. I really, you know, if I'm not working, you really don't see me at the club. I don't go there to hang out. I don't do anything. You know, I'm just super professional. You know, I try to keep it so professional. That's really what you have to do in this business. I mean, once you start getting caught up in, you know, really everything of it, that's when you start losing it. That's what, you know, I'm not a drinker, so I'm not going to go there and drink. I don't drink alcohol. If I go for somewhere for a bachelor party, I go to the club. Because if I'm going to throw money at any of the girls, I want to throw it on some friends of mine. You know, I'm not going to go to a different club and spend money, you know, spend $1,000 in singles on girls that I don't even know. I'd rather go spend $1,000 in singles on my girls that I have fun with all the time, and just to show love back, you know. But Other
pay
than
it
that,
forward.
Other than, you know, special occasions, yeah, pay it forward, exactly. Other than that, I mean, man, really, I'm a super homebody. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez is a super homebody. I love being in my house. You know, I just bought a home, and, you know, I love being on daddy mode, really, to tell you the truth, man. That's, and when I'm not on that, I'm turned up to 120, ready to get the party rolling, ready to see money flying in the air, and ready to see these girls making dollars. I mean, that's really what I'm about.
Oh, yeah. So how did they get in touch with the how did they get in touch with you online?
Really is my my Twitter is DJ Finesse 414. Hit me up on Twitter. Send me a direct message. I reply to all my direct messages. Follow me on there. Hit me up on Periscope. I believe. Let me see my Periscope. You know what happened with my account? Am I right? You know what happened with that whole
right.
thing. Okay.
Right. I heard that. I heard about that.
Yeah, it was a whole fiasco. So now I'm at it's at Finesse 414. It's that's what you want to put in there. That's my at. So it's at Finesse 414. My DJ at DJ Finesse 414 is still up, but I'm not able to go into that account any longer. But it is still up, and all my broadcasts are all still up. So there's over 100 broadcasts on there. So if you really want to get the gist of really what I'm doing, spend some time, kind of skim through my broadcast, and you'll really see what you do. And now we have a VIP group now. And once you sign up for the VIP group, it's $20 for 2 months. That gets you all access to everything. You know, it's really hard to stay censored when I'm at the club. You know, it's really
right.
hard. You know, the girls come in the DJ booth, and I really have to tell them to really be censored because I really want to stay in the guidelines with Periscope. So, I wanted to know, how can I not be censored? How can I really leave my guard down and tell the girls to leave their guard down, and it is what it is? And one is the paid service.
Can you say pay-per-view?
Yes, it is. It is pay-per-view. You know, it's $20 for 2 months, and it's going to get you all access to everything. And it's not much for the money. It's for you putting the credit card down, me knowing that you're over the age of 18, because it's not anything that you want kids to see. It's not. This is an adult entertainment. This is for adult fun. This is something
right.
that, yeah, this is for adults. You know, one.
Take it out. Take it all. Check it out.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to. One, I know you're not a troll. B, I know you're over the age of 18. And C, I know that you're serious about this. And when I know you're serious about this, you get my everything, you know.
Right.
I turn the camera off. The girls that are okay with being on camera, on stage, you get to see them on stage. Girls that come into the DJ booth are able to, you know, pop their tops, show their outfits. A lot of their outfits are see-through. So that's why you can't see the outfits really when you're on Periscope. But if you're in the VIP room, after about 10:30, 11 o'clock, we go strictly to VIP. And then you get to see
right.
everything, no holds bar, the stories, the outfits, girls popping their top, girls on stage. And also with the features coming in, I go pick up the features from the airports. You're going to get an exclusive one-on-one with the features. You're able to talk to them directly. Some of the best, you know, the biggest porn stars in the world I'm with. Like this coming week is Gianna Michaels and Sophie D. We actually got two of them in here at the exact same time. They love doing the shows together. So Sophie
wow.
D and Gianna Michaels are going to be here the 18th, both of them at once. It's unbelievable. These girls put on a ridiculous show. I'm talking oils, waters, everything. I mean, and these are some of the things now I'm able to show you with you being a part of the VIP group is, you know, I'm able to put the camera to them, and now you can see them now without, you know, anyone really hating on me and reporting me and getting it shut down.
Right.
I mean,
nobody got time to get shut down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, man. I worked hard to get all this for everybody, man. What are you doing? So,
hey, you're DJ Finesse.
You
got it like that, man.
I try to, man. I try to bring everybody. You know, the greatest part of some of this is when, you know, troops across seas are calling in or texting in and saying, hey, thank you for what you're doing here. man, I'm out here in Afghanistan with the whole troop, and this brings us close to home, man. For us to be able to all hang out at a strip club and being able to request songs and see girls, man, it brings us home, which is good
right.
for us. Man.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, it should, man. And this is, you know, things like that make it so worth it for me to even pay this data bill. It makes it so worth it, I promise you. You know, guys at the firehouse that are sitting there, you know, hey, we're sitting at the firehouse waiting for a call. It feels like we're at the strip club too, man. I appreciate this. You know, things like that. You know, guys that are injured at home. You know, there was a guy a few months ago, both of his legs were broken in an accident. He couldn't move. He was at home, and he really had nothing to do. And watching my show was his gateway into, you know, not being depressed, not, you know, feeling like he was out and about at the club and not really having to leave his house. You know, he was sick. He was injured at home. I mean, I'm so grateful that I'm able to do this for people, man, because it's fun. It's entertaining. It's nothing that I want anybody to take too seriously or anything like that. It's, you know, it's a great entertainment. What gentlemen's clubs are, it's a great fantasy, man. It's fun. You're able to go around and talk to hot girls, and they're rubbing your shoulder and they're giving you this time, and you know, it's fun. You know.
Yeah, it's a place where you can get away from the everyday.
Yes, it is. It's something that people need, man. It's just a getaway from the norm that they're used to doing. The 9-to-5, man.
I feel that.
The garbage, you know, being so wrapped up in the family or something, or being wrapped up at work, man. This is just a nice getaway, man. I think everyone needs it. It's therapy.
I know. Hey, listen. I want to give a shout out to all the dancers, including Molly, Aries, Vanessa, Victoria.
Not Victoria.
What am I saying? Vanessa, V Nasty.
Yes.
Man, I want to give a shout out to China. I want to give a shout out to, man, almost everybody over there at Silk Exotic, because they make it worth.
This show wouldn't work if. This show wouldn't be anything without them, man. They are awesome, man. All of them have such different personalities, and it's great.
And who can forget Naya?
Yes, Naya gang.
Nice.
Oh my goodness, you know what? It takes a lot to really handle all of them, man. But you know what? That's what makes me worth going to work, man. It's just it's fun. It's great, you know. And I enjoy each and every one of them in their own special way, man. It's a good time.
Mara, I want to shout you out, too. Rock that red hair, girl. How about it, y'all?
Yes.
DJ Finesse from Silk Exotic, baby.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much for having me.
Silk Exotic. Yeah, that's for you, brother. Silk Exotic in the building.
Appreciate it, brother.
Where is it located?
Monday,
where's it located, bro? Check it out. Silk Exotic, 11400 West Silver Spring Drive. That's where it's located if you want to go there. Well, we love you. Take care. Keep it old school rolling. And until the next time we see you here again, horns up. Head up, keep your chin up, because that's what true blue devils always do all day, all night, all the time. And as always, imparting, it's a J, K thing. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Sissy, we gone. Later, and give yourselves a round of applause for listening. See ya.